Huntington Bank West Michigan President Jim Dunlap. He's on the other end of our line. Mr. Dunlap, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing fabulous. I had to leave the heaven of Michigan, so I'm in Ohio today, but I'll be back later.
Make sure you drive the speed limit down there. They're a beast, from what I understand.
They are, that's right.
Well, let's talk about an interesting partnership that you have yourself and Huntington Bank and Governor Rick Snyder announced yesterday that Huntington Bank has made more than $800 million in loans to nearly 1,300 small and commercial businesses in the first 7 months of a pretty cool four-year program, almost 2 years ahead of schedule. Tell us about this.
Well, we were excited back in the then-candidate Snyder days. We met with the governor, governor-to-be, in the fall of 2010, and he was outlining his economic program should he be elected in Michigan, but he indicated that there would be less resources available for some of the subsidies that the state had historically put in motion through some of the MEDC and other programs. We told him if the environment was constructed the way that he outlined to us it would be, that he could count on us to step up in a big way to both supplement and advocate for the direction he was trying to take the state. So fast forward, budget's done by the end of May. We went up to Mackinac June 2nd with the governor and MEDC, Mike Finney and the group, and we announced that we were going to commit $2 billion in financing to the state of Michigan, the largest commitment my company has ever made to anyone, anywhere. And we were going to partner with the MEDC to give them a new tool to attract and retain businesses. And that's how this started almost a little bit over a year ago, to tell you the truth, Tony, with the conversations with then-candidate Snyder.
How many Huntington Bank locations are there in Michigan and in the company?
We have 141 locations, branches as you would know them in Michigan, 650 throughout the Midwest. The Midwest is our only and primary market, so it is home. It's where we're interested in investing, and we believe it has a tremendous economic future, which is why we're excited about Michigan.
And what are your assets?
We're a $53 billion company, so the 29th largest bank in the United States.
Now, if you look around at your competitors, and I see the commercials, I see the billboards, the big banks don't care about you. They gouge you, and they're holding on to money. They are not loaning to business. They're not loaning to small business. They're waiting to see what could happen with this economic future, and a future that is so uncertain, and they're more concerned about just making more money.
Yeah, that that point of view is obviously pervasive, and we see the activity around the country. Huntington has taken an entirely different point of view on this, Tony, in two ways. First of all, back to commercial side for a second, we are the number one SBA lender in almost all the states in the Midwest we operate in, including Michigan, and have been for several years. We're number three in the United States in small business lending. And that is a significant event when you think of the number of financial institutions, almost 8,000 in America, and many of them much larger than us. To be number three in that shows a commitment. But more to the visceral nature of what you talked about, some of the feeing structures and then some of the unfair practices as are being depicted out there, we've taken a contrarian point of view on that. We have two programs, particularly on the non-sufficient fund overdraft side, called 24-Hour Grace. If you overdraw your account and you take care of it within a day, and by the way, we notify you by text or email alert that that's happened, there are no charges whatsoever. And those are business days, by the way. So for some people, that can be an entire weekend to make this right. So we've substantially gone against the grain in that. And we also have taken all the small print out of all of our checking accounts, called asterisk-free checking. There's not a single condition or criteria. When we tell you it's free, it's free. And that has been a significant boost to our growth, our market share, and we believe the way banking ought to be done.
Now, Jim, you're making the transition here. You're taking my job away from me, but that's okay. When we talk about this, when you see what Bank of America tried to do in increasing service fees for ATM usage, what did you think about that, and what was Huntington Bank's stance on this? Did you have similar plans?
We did not, we do not, and we will not, and we've been very vocal and proud of that from the beginning. We're not implementing any of those we consider to be nuisance fees. But let's remember, it's America, and we run a capitalistic system that says choices are part of the way that we decide what we're going to do and not do. I applaud anybody for taking any action they want to take and within the rights of their own company, and the consumers get to choose. We just believe there's a better way to do banking, and we believe completely transparency and to put in place the kind of consumer advocacy positions our company's capable of. Our market share, we're growing in 3 months now what has usually been a year in the number of checking accounts we're opening in new households. There's a way to make a very, very good statement in this environment, and Huntington has chosen to do that.
Does Huntington offer free checking?
We absolutely do. Asterisk free, free checking, which means no strings, no paperwork, nothing attached whatsoever. It's free.
Now, you're loaning money to small businesses. What businesses do you see the most growth? Where are you loaning the most money to?
I'm focusing, first of all, we will loan it to anyone that obviously it can be underwritten, has a good business plan and solid management. But the program that we're talking about this morning is actually focused on the heart of where Michigan is most talented in the country, and that's in manufacturing. There's still an intelligence in manufacturing that is second to none in the country. We create the most complex manufacturing product in the world, an automobile. There's no other product that is more intricate and complex and takes more intellectual IQ than the automobile manufacturing. So we focused on manufacturing. It creates substantial jobs, good pay. There's lots of skills that are still very resident in the state of Michigan. So creating and retaining jobs in manufacturing areas is specifically what I'm focusing on. Not exclusively, but the program we're talking about this morning is designed to stimulate manufacturing job creation.
What about IT? I know that the state is interested in continuing the growth of these clusters, especially around the Detroit, Ann Arbor, Brighton areas.
Yeah, advanced manufacturing, Tony, is what I put that category in, meaning that whether it's health devices or other alternative energy. For example, we have some of our boat manufacturings now fabricating windmill turbines out of fiberglass. Very intricate and complex manufacturing. All of that is high-end commercial advanced manufacturing. We're very interested in that. We think it's a growth engine for Michigan.
We've got a couple more questions for Huntington Bank West Michigan President Jim Dunlop on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. You know, there's a lot of folks who would think you're crazy for not only investing in the Midwest, but more specifically Michigan, because of the tough economic times that we've had. And you throw in what's gone on with the automobile industry and with the housing industry. People are running for cover still.
You could not be more right, and it is paramount amongst all of us that first and foremost, we inflict no self-inflicted wounds. In other words, we have to believe in ourselves. We have to aggregate together our points of view and our commitment to each other as a state. The CEO groups that I'm part of, Business Leaders for Michigan and others, are dissipating this east-west thing that for some reason manifests itself in our state. We're going to champion ourselves first and then carry the message out. I'm going to be in Boston later this afternoon talking about our company and our investment, and we get exactly that question. Why are you growing in Michigan? I can tell you, Tony, we have tripled the size of our operation in Southeast Michigan the last 14 months, both in bankers and business. There's a lot of very, very good business going on in Michigan, and we're going to continue to support it.
When we think about the state of Michigan, just so much negative has been said. But when you look at the state, the East and the West Coast, Grand Rapids and that area is just exploded. And all you have to do is drive in downtown and see all the growth and the construction. And it looked like the east part of the state, people just bailed on it. And so many businesses closed. Do you see that turning around?
I absolutely do. I'm involved in numerous and productive conversations with all members of the state, Southeast Michigan notwithstanding whatsoever. I met with about 12 or 15 CEOs in Southeast Michigan almost a year ago now on this exact topic, and the commitment to and amongst each other in that part of the state was emotional. They were so involved and excited about what's going on. The progress that's being made in our state, the conversations about the future, the positive outlook that people have about where we can go. Just mark this day down. 2 or 3 years from now, our state will be leading the economic recovery of our country. It is capable of that. It's our time, and all we have to do is commit to each other to make that happen.
All right, Jim, final question for you. Beyond loaning money, is there anything that the banking industry, that Huntington can do to help our state create more jobs?
Yes, we have to continue to lead the economic conversations, which means our time and our treasure. The loaning money piece provides capital, and banks have that part in our economy to create capital. But we have to provide leadership, too. There's lots of very, very intelligent bankers that are working throughout the state. The Snyder administration has been very, very receptive to having people come on committees and administrative assignments where you get talent to look at how things are done. I have several bankers working with his group on committees, and many other banks do also. We have to lead. We have to aggregate our capabilities with each other, and we have to cooperate.
All right, Jim, I got about 20 seconds left. There are a lot of folks who are suffering. Their credit went down the tubes, and they've got good ideas and good businesses. What can they do to turn their credit around and get some of these loans?
We offer, as many banks do, financial literacy programs where we will sit down with you and do credit repair opportunities. They should sign up for those classes. They're easy to find through the community colleges. And when they come out of that on the other end, they're ready to take hold of their credit in the future.
Thanks so much, Jim.
You bet, Tony.